in the land of the living. Hey, Kimberly Bridgeforth, I'm just so excited. We are in the week of thanks, where the world's minds can be turned away from all of the drama that's been going on, and we can just spend this week with family giving God thanks for the things that God has done, the things that God is doing, and the things that God will do. So we're going to center our minds around the gratefulness that we have for our God and loving our family. Hey, Sharon Thacker, good morning to you. Let's start this day, as we always do, by giving God the best praise we can. Come on. Father, you are awesome and you are mighty and you do all things well. God, we thank you this day for all things, for life, for health, for strength. God, we thank you for the activity of our limbs. God, we thank you because we know that we are blessed just to inhale and to exhale. God, we thank you because you are God, and beside you there is none other. So in spite of all that we have and all that we don't have, God, we recognize that you are better to us than we could be to ourselves. There is nobody like you. So today we lift you high above all of our issues, high above all of our concerns, and we hallow this week to be a week of thanks where we bless you and give you praise. Now, God, I pray for all those who are connected to this call today. God, that this week we lay down our burdens, put aside our cares, and just say thank you for all that you've done. Do this, God, and I will bless you, and I will give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Family, I've got to start with giving a great big shout-out to the greatest church on the planet and every other planet, the Center of Hope. I love y'all dearly. My goodness, I just don't even know what to say. You all are phantasmagorical, and there'd be no me without you. So I bless God for you. To my sister church, Restoration Tabernacle, we had some stomp-down church yesterday, and I was blessed just to be in your midst. Thank God for Bishop and Mother Glover, who continue to allow this little boy preacher to come over and speak to the people of God. And for that, I am grateful. Listen, let's go to the word of the Lord on this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to talk from Brother Paul. Paul's giving us three things that we're going to do during this Thanksgiving season, three things that we're going to do. Chapter 5, beginning with verse 16, the first thing Paul says is to rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Family, it's Monday. Let's not take any of last week's drama into this week. This is going to be a week of thanks. Family, this is going to be the week that we're going to come in contact with family, and we're going to let everything in the past stay in the past. This is what I've learned, that if you live in your past, it will choke your tomorrow and choke your today and kill tomorrow before it's ever born. One more time. If you live in the past, it will choke your today and kill tomorrow before it's ever born. Release it, forgive, so that you can enjoy the blessings that God has for you. Holding on to drama does nothing for you. This week, let's let it go. This text says rejoice. Rejoice to me means the same thing as reheat or redo, which means that I've got to do something over again. What does this mean? That if I currently don't have anything that I can think of in my life to be joyful for, I need to go back to the last thing that God did for me and praise God for that. There's always something to be joyful about. Doesn't matter what's going on around you, you have to find your place of joy and celebrate God there because he's worthy of your praise. So rejoice evermore. This week, we're going to have an attitude of gratitude and we're going to be filled with joy. Second verse, pray without ceasing. While we're praying this week, I want us to pray for our family members. I want us to pray for our collective circle. I want us to pray for those whom we love. And also, I want us to pray for ourselves. God, give me the strength to let go of some things that have happened in the past so I can enjoy my future. Not only are we going to rejoice, but we are going to pray. What is your prayer life like? Your prayer time cannot just be when you're on the interstate stuck in traffic. I still believe that God desires for us to get in the universal position of prayer on our knees and spending time with God. Prayer is more than just getting down and rattling off your list to God and saying amen. Prayer is also spending quiet time allowing God to speak to you. So we are to pray without ceasing. So today, we won't even say amen to our prayer. We're going to let our closing prayer continue on throughout our day. Pray without ceasing. Have that constant communication with God. Here's verse 18, our big conclusion. In everything, give thanks. In everything. In other words, you do not have the luxury of waiting till storms pass over. You've got to give God thanks in the midst of the storm. You don't have the luxury of waiting till you get a favorable report from the doctor. You don't have the luxury of waiting until you get the yes that you've been waiting for. This text says, in everything, give thanks. The good, the bad, the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, the hurts, the joy. You've got to give God thanks in everything. Why? Because in spite of how bad you think you might have it, there are millions of people who would love to trade positions with you right now. In everything, give thanks. Why? Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You've got a reason to be thankful. Look past all of the drama. Look past all of the irritant. Look past all of your concerns, and you'll find your reason to be thankful. So family, today, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, and in everything. You can't wait till you come out. You've got to give them praise now. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So this week, family, I know the turkey is going to be wonderful. The dressing is going to be fantastic. Chitlins, ham, whatever you do when you do. But this is the week for us to tell God thank you. Why? Because he's worthy, and your life is much better than you think it is. You are blessed beyond measure, highly favored, and God's hand is upon you. So as I said during this call, during this video, we're going to pray. We're going to thank God, but we're not going to say amen. We're going to let this prayer go throughout our day, keeping our mind centered on our gratefulness for God. So let me say now, make sure that you repost this video and share it with someone so that they can also grab a hold and recognize just how good God has been to them. Let's pray. Father, you are awesome and mighty, and we thank you. Gratefulness saturates our spirits. Because, God, we can look back over our lives and think of where we've come from and recognize that we wouldn't be where we are if it was not for you. God, we can look back over our lives throughout our timeline and see how many times we could have been cut off, lost everything, family been in shambles. But with the finger of love and mercy, you continue to keep your hands on us. So, God, this season, we're not going to forget about you while we enjoy others. We're telling you thank you right now for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. In spite of what's going on, God, it could be worse. But God, you have been better to us than we can be to ourselves. So today, God, we thank you. Today, God, we lift you high. God, today we will bless your name. And we will don an attitude of gratitude. God, so as we travel this week, we ask for traveling mercies. Let us hurt no one. Let us no one hurt us. And God, help us to have a spirit of joy that infects, effects, and affects everyone around us during this holiday season. Help us to be the light that sitteth on the hill, and darkness cannot comprehend it. So, Father, we love you and we lift you high, and I thank you for this my morning vitamin family. Bind us together with chains that cannot be broken and continue to send this word around the world. And we will bless you. We will bless you. So family, today we won't close our prayer with amen. We're going to walk in it and stay grateful all day. I love you all. I'm so grateful for the awesome Thanksgiving giveaway. We fed hundreds of families and it was a blessing. So family, go and make sure that you share your gratefulness with someone else during this season. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory. We can't say amen. Repost this video, y'all. I love you. We'll talk to you soon. Two fingers. Peace.